Hi everyone, thank you for joining me at Nikki Dare Radio and Podcast. My name is Nikki Dare. iDare was born of personal hardship, triumph, and the desire to succeed. iDare is an acronym for integrity of diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. It is the hallmark of my life, derived from learning to evolve through difficult circumstances and experiences that result from challenges. And these challenges without obstacles, we never would know the true meaning of success or feel the exaltation or triumph over adversity. My personal mission, therefore, is to help you encounter your purpose and live your best life, your inherent potential, and finding joy in the journey. I did, and so can you. It is about personal empowerment and unlocking your inner potential. Most of all, it's about living a lifestyle of adventures in the outdoors. I dare, therefore, is a way of life. So please join me to discover your inner potential by sharing some of your own challenges. So thank you for watching, and thank you for listening. Let's make it a great, great and joyful week this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
All right, good to be here with you guys. This is Nikki Dare. Glad that you are tuning in to this session, because we have a lot to talk about. But I'm going to be brief. You have the DNA to overcome things in your life, and this is part of the Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare. You know, there are things, right? There are some things that are not even up for debate. They're just those things, right? No one has a perfect life. And no one wakes up and their lives are miraculously in order, right? The world we live in can be so, so challenging and so cruel and so unpredictable, such that we feel overwhelmed a lot of times. The things we go through can be devastating, and what we see and hear everywhere around us can instill more fear, more doubts within us. And this is just a reality. These are facts, what I just stated, right? We just wish that we could find a cave. Boy, do I know. Where we can just crash and never be found and just hide underneath the rock. Even in such cases, we still have what it takes to overcome. Believe me, we do. We know, and we still have what it takes to overcome. Let me repeat that again. Although we may not have control over things that happen to us, we choose how we react to them, right? Life is really 10% what happens to us, right? What happens is all about how we respond, how we react to what's happening around us. And that's the 90%, how we respond, how we react to all of these things that are happening with us and to us and with us, really. We may face one obstacle after another, one challenges after another. Oh my gosh, it's like, are you really kidding me? But we must go through long periods of searching for these obstacles, for these breakthroughs. Even then, the choice to keep going is really, truly ours. We have to help accountable to all these things that's happening, right, in our lives. The challenges is a matter of how we bounce back up, how, you know, we manage and how we decide to use that courage, the willingness to, you know, to bounce back up, right? It's not a matter of how many times we fail. But here's the thing too. I think I just posted it recently too in my either on my social media professional pages, you know, LinkedIn or other social media pages. And I've talked about this, is we fail fast, we fail forward. And it's okay to fail. Failures are really like, got such a bad name. We beat up so much to this failure. It's okay to fail. It's okay. That's part of the huge success in our lives. It's part of the journey. I've failed so many times, you guys. How is you know? And I will tell you unfolding stories, right? And I did write in my books, by the way. Check it out if you want to learn more about it. I've learned so many things from my failures way back since I was a little girl, and then, you know, entrepreneurship and things like that. But this is not about that, okay? But the journey is really different. From you who's listening to me right now, and from myself, right? I could be in chapter 28 and you're in chapter already in chapter 30 something. Every journey is so different. All of us, that's what makes us unique. So let's get back to, you have the DNA to overcome.
Right. So however, we wouldn't be doing any justice if we don't even mention that no matter how strong and determined, as I said, you know, you are, I am, or we are, we're not immune to this sort of, you know, disappointments, rejections, or pain, or discouragements. I think that's the right word, discouragements. Some situations are hard. We realize that. We cannot begin to imagine what other people go through. And different things affect us differently. So I'd say it's okay, you know, to let it out and cry, or even better, to find a shoulder to cry on. Because I think finding and realizing that, hey, there's somebody else or something, or somebody, you know, your close immediate family or somebody like that, like support system, is very important. It doesn't matter, right? It does not make you any weaker, you know, by doing so. Rather, when we overcome the deep pain such as that or difficulty, we discover our inner strength and becoming wiser and more prepared to face new challenges. Again, more prepared to face the new challenges. You could be one of the people who had given up, or are the things like the verge of giving up, right? I mean, I think a lot of us, many of us have gone through that and experienced that. It's like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I mean, how many times you hurt yourself, you know, when you're facing some really, there's a word for that, like really insurmountable hurdles and some big, huge, massive challenges in front of you and circumstances, and then you go like, I can't do this. I can't. I'm just going to give up. I've been there. I was there this week. You're wondering if we all have to do what we all do have, what it takes to overcome to make it in life, right? You struggle with fear. You struggle with relationship. You struggle with reaching your goals and fitting in, among other things. You don't even see how you can recover or even move forward. It's like, there's no way in. There's no way I can do this, right? I mean, we've been there. So it doesn't take a genius or any special, you know, things or a characteristic to overcome. It all goes back to one thing. It all depends on your mindset. And it is something that we all can work on. Mindset, that word is so huge, because everything starts from there. That is your central processing unit, you know, like a machine, like a computer. I mean, you go back to that again. So some of the ways that I can share with you is prioritizing your mental health. That's the first thing. Your mental health is everything if you are to be an overcomer, right? Prioritize it. How do you do that? Well, choose what you allow your brain to process and dwell. Because again, I mean, if you, that's where the mindset is. It's filled around in your brain, right? That's all your memory, and that's all, everything is in there. It starts from there, central processing unit, CPU, right? Just like your computer. So you need to filter. Is this, you know, the processing, the, you know, is this going to be okay? I mean, is this what I want? Because there's always going to be the good and the bad. I mean, I just mentioned that earlier this morning, as a matter of fact, when I was talking to my husband. It's like, you know, there's good and there's bad. It's up to us what to choose. And once when we make a choice, that decision, that choice, we're going to be held responsible for it. We're going to be held accountable for it. All right. So choose what you allow your brain process and dwell on, prioritizing your mental health. Although criticism from people can be necessary for growth, like, you know, reading some inspirational posts, for example. I mean, it is necessary. It is necessary for your growth. It is something that you want to embrace, you know, as a supplement, what you already know, what you already have, what you already cherish, what you already built within your daily habits, right? You already have that set up. But then it's okay also if you have, you know, other people to inspire you and things like that. You should know how much of it is enough if you have the criticism from other people. So you got to filter that too. Withdraw yourself from the negative environment, negativity. Give yourself time to heal and get support. Support system, again, is really crucial. The second thing that I can share with you is guard your thoughts. It is all you have, your brain, your mental health, you know, your not wanting to be part of that. You got to have to block it. Whenever I get kind of, you know, like, giving a recommendation to my son, for example, I'd say, hey, block your thoughts from all of this negative news or negative, you know, media, things that you read, things that you hear, because that doesn't mean anything. Believe in yourself. How many times have you heard that, right? Believe in yourself, believe in this, because you already have that set up with you, right? Within your central processing unit, that is. So focusing on is strengthening your inner person, basically. Guarding your thought is crucial in that regard, by the way. Thoughts can build and thoughts can destroy us. Train your mind to dwell on these positive things by guarding your thoughts. And the next one is keep exploring. When you have done almost everything to build your dreams, but nothing seems to work, you know, of course, it's very tempting to just, you know, throw in the towel and just say, I'm done. I give up. I don't know what to do. Don't give up and sit on your hands. Keep exploring. Try different things. I know it's really easier said than done. I've been there quite many times, once too many, myself. And, you know, speaking from experience, I take a pause. And, you know, whether I physically leave from that environment, from that space that I'm at, where I was at, because that space, believe it or not, you know, has and permeates that bad energy that we had experienced at that moment. And when we walk away from it, that bad energy doesn't follow us, I hope not. And then we begin to, you know, open up with some fresh new outlook in life. And, you know, I think it helps when you walk away and try to just be in a different space for a while. I think it's very necessary. And then keep exploring, try different things and take note of jotting down, write down, take note of seemingly small opportunity that keeps showing up along the way. Giving will not help. Giving up will not help. If you are uncomfortable where you are, move. Exactly what I say. Move. Keep moving. Because, I mean, let's put it this way. I mean, you know, you won't get anything accomplished. We're just going to sit around, right? And do nothing, right? Mindset plus action equals results. And that's always my mantra there. And the next thing is ask for help. Sometimes the burdens are too much for us to bear. And we just, you know, put both of our hands in our face and in our head and just go like, God, the fuck with this? You know, we start cussing and things. And then we just, you know, we just boil up into this fireball of really unnecessary energy. And again, you want to not consume that energy into a bad fume. You want to conserve that energy into a good energy, because that's all you have inside. You know, you're going to need that. It is important to put pride aside, you know, ego and things like that. Be humility, you know, ask for help when you need it. Talking to other people can open your eyes to solutions. And as you share your challenges, the burdens get lighter. And some people could be breakthrough. You know, this person could be the breakthrough that you have been looking for. You know, if you ask me, I would listen to motivational, you know, audiobook. I would read, right, some inspirational, you know, quotes or stories and things like that to help me out. You know, so my mind, it doesn't stop there. My mind would just explore to other avenues, right? Open up a little bit to a, just start, continue to move. You know, you just need, cannot be stuck there at one place. So look for friends or stay close to your immediate family members who understand you and your struggles. That's very crucial. Again, support system is very important. Like I said, if you don't have one, if you are, you know, and you need to work on your ego, for example, your pride, set that aside and ask for help when you need it. The next thing is find a way to develop your skills and character. Sometimes you just need to develop ourselves to overcome, right? We could be sabotaging ourselves, yeah, due to the lack of skills or because our characters do not align with our dreams, and then we get frustrated. It's so very common, self-sabotaging, and this is done by self-infliction. And just find a way to develop your skill, you know, learn something new. And the next one is really simple, then it's a little bit challenging when we try to execute it, right? Because we are just imperfect humans living in the shared space here called Earth, same space, but we have a lot of self-doubt. Is the next one is believe in yourself and believe in your dreams. If you believe in yourself and your dreams, nothing can ever stop you but yourself. By writing it down also helps, by the way. If you are not self-confident and you doubt the validity of your dreams and feasibility of your own approaches, you will believe those who think that your dreams are not attainable or you're not good enough. And this is, again, is self-inflicting, is self-sabotaging. Tell yourself that you are the right person and your dreams are valid. Very important. Writing it down is also very helpful. I don't know about you, but it has helped me. So keep moving, and then, you know, keep believing in yourself and keep believing in your dreams. And I think this is in the right path, by the way. The next one is understand the different seasons or understand the different phases of life. If here's an example, I'm just gonna share this with you. We had sunshine throughout, and you think that no, there's no rains, and oceans would dry up, right? We had the rain throughout, trees wouldn't grow, flowers wouldn't bloom. There's no seasons, there's no different seasons. Just like, for example, I was just walking, doing my evening walk, my husband last night. And I took a picture, by the way, and we were walking, and then I noticed the same tree was like bald and bare. And then just like a couple of days ago, it was still, there were still some leaves, even though the leaves were just like falling off and things, right? We're in December right now, Southern California, so a great weather, by the way. And, you know, last night it was just like gone bare. It's like, that's interesting. But then you know what? In a couple months, when, you know, right now the day is really short. And when we get into moving into the next season, which is almost like, you know, spring, early spring, not even a couple months right now, 2 or 3 months, these leaves is going to be like there again. So the point is that everything that we experience will always have a role to play in our lives. And it will always be evolving, right? It's not going to be just stagnant, just like, okay, it's always going to change. So all situations, negative or positive, help us grow. We got to have to understand that there are different seasons, there are different phases of life. As we accept the role played by each situations in our lives, we can go through these difficult situations, we hope, for a sunny day. So when we begin to accept that, yes, this is not forever, this is temporary, there's got to be a change, because change is constant. We all know that. And there's that different season, and there's also different phases of life. And then until you understand that, then I think you're going to begin to accept that life will move on. And then you will be able, you have the ability to overcome any circumstances, any situations. Because if people are just going to be stuck in their head and then say, okay, I have a situation, I do not know how to do this, I'm so overwhelmed. You know, I hear this all the time, by the way. I'm overwhelmed, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do know what to do. You're just saying it out loud, trying to validate your reason, trying to validate the problem. You're not trying to find a solution. Do you see that? But if you say, yes, I'm having a problem right now, I'm overwhelmed, but I know I can do this. I know I can do this. I've done this before. I know I can do this. I'm going to have to find solutions to do this, to overcome these problems. That's a way better than telling yourself and don't know what to say after that. It's like, okay, I'm overwhelmed. Now I'm screwed or something like that, right? And I don't know what to do. I'm done. It's like, it's so negative. So yes, you know how to overcome any situations because you've been there before. you have been to many experiences, many you know, situations in your life. So yes, you do know how to overcome any problem. So the next one is understanding that it's not everything is about you. God, do I know that? I live with one. It's not everything is about you. You know, almost everyone is struggling with one or two things. You know, when I hear a person who's got a bad childhood, well, you're not special. You're not exclusive, because there are 7.8 something billion people around the world have had probably some kind of a, you know, not so pleasant with their childhood, adulthood, or whatever in their own lifetime. So almost everyone is struggling. Again, I was going to say something about this situation. A lot of these things are really derived from inner struggle, what we have created ourselves, I think. And I'm going to tell you why. Again, understanding that that's not everything is about you, right? People will be moody, and some will pick fights, while some will abandon, or some will leave you, right? To be an overcomer in any situations, such situations, you gotta understand that these things are not. So to be an overcomer in any situation, such situations, you gotta understand that these things are not a sign that there is anything wrong with you. You know, people have their own problems and they can deal with them the way they would see it fit, right? Relationships end. And you will need to understand that the other person deserves happiness just like you. If you do not make them happy, it is not your problem. You know, don't take that burden. This is how relationship broken, by the way. You know, they're trying to find answers from outside instead of seeking inward, you know. That is the inner struggle that I'm trying to refer to you. You know, I state this. That's just the circumstances. It means that you are just different. However, this doesn't mean that you should just let go without giving things a chance or a try. Because that's part of the process. Part of the process, how you want to maneuver this, how you want to see it, you know, the outcome or the results. Play your part. So play your part and stop when it's not giving results or the expected, you know, outcome that you want to see. At least that you will not spend life wondering if things would not turn out differently if you had given your best. So again, this is a process, and this is taking action, taking responsibility and also accountability of, you know, of your own, you know, actions and how you want it. Okay, the next one is stop magnifying your problems. Sometimes we make our problems even bigger than they actually are. You know, how many times you said, God, stop playing the drama. When we do that, we think overcoming is impossible and overcoming is so difficult. We may get discouraged. All right. So the next one, be flexible. Be prepared to try and discover new things. Do not set your mind on one thing and neglect, you know, other possible areas of your life. Prioritizing your physical and mental health the same way you're prioritizing your dreams. It keeps you very well balanced, very well-rounded in your life and fit to continue living your purpose. All right. Well, I think that's it. I try to make it brief, and there are just some few things that I want to share with you in how you can overcome, you know, some of the situations that perhaps that you think that you're not able or have the ability to do, right? But it is within your DNA to overcome. It has been part of the part of your strengths and part of the skills that you had gathered, part of your skills that you had acquired through the past experiences that you had gone through. Believe it or not, that is your strength, and you already have it and you know it. All right, you just need somebody to tell you what to do, right? So you do have the DNA to overcome, and that's it for me. And if you are watching this or listening or watching this on YouTube, give it a like and subscribe. Don't forget. And I would truly appreciate that. The reason why, so you won't miss my next video. And then thank you so much for listening. Nikki Dare. Take care.
You have been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nikkidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nikkidare.com. Join her next time, living in purpose and passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.